Maria Chiara Mangiacavallo was born on December 7, 1985 in Siaccia, Italy. Born into a Catholic family, she was the youngest of seven children. Now, she obtained an accounting diploma in 2004 and decided to continue her studies until she graduated from the University of Palermo as an early childhood educator. Now, she was known to everyone as a sunny and life-loving girl. Thanks to her faith transmitted to her by her parents, she participated during her adolescence in various courses organized by the Friars of Assisi, including the vocational course, the Franciscan March, and two trips to the Holy Land. Now, it is through these experiences that she meets Father Vito, who becomes a spiritual father, and who immediately accompanies her with love on a journey to Jesus. Now, it is also interesting to note that Father Vito was also the spiritual director of Chiara Corbella Petrillo. Now, it is precisely during one of her two trips to the Holy Land in 2008 that the Lord speaks loudly to the heart of Maria Chiara, asking her to shine, as she states in various testimonies. This strong presence of God greatly frightens Maria Chiara, who in front of this request takes a step backwards by cutting bridges for 5 years with God and with anyone who has reminded her of her journey of faith. It was in 2010 that Maria Chiara began to experience various body pains for which no doctor was able to get to the cause of the problem. After several careful checks and consultations with many doctors, it was found that the problem was fibroids of the uterus, which only after a histological examination revealed something more serious, a rare tumor of the uterus, which usually occurs to elderly women. Now, after losing her uterus and ovaries, Maria Chiara, filled with confusion and anger, rebels against the Lord by leading a disordered life, one far from His love. Only in 2013, after having learned through Facebook the story of Chiara Corbella Petrillo, Maria Chiara remembers the promise that the Lord had made to her in Jerusalem and fills in her heart the desire for a holy death and a life full of light, which would shine like that of Chiara. Meanwhile, her cancer continues to progress very rapidly and mercilessly, and so before facing yet another surgery that would most likely would have compromised her bladder, Maria Chiara resumed contact with Father Vito and radically changed her life. Now, sometimes during her life, Maria Chiara approaches the Gospel of the Annunciation, in which she sees herself and finds her whole life again. So she says yes to the Lord, placing herself in His following. In the meantime, her health continues to deteriorate to the point of making her terminally ill, and label that with the embarrassment that almost all doctors struggle to give. However, Maria Chiara always sees these facts in the light of God, so much so that she defines herself as a privileged one in His eyes, because she is called to a clear vocation, which is that of suffering. Now, although she has never tired of asking in her prayers for the gift of a healing, trusting in the good Father that wants the best for His children, she accepted the disease as the best for her. In this time, Maria Chiara finds strength in God, a Father who makes His children lack nothing, and so she spends her life witnessing the love of God on various occasions. God grants her the grace to complete the journey in Providence together with her fraternal friend Enrica, covering about 115 kilometers on foot from La Verma to Assisi, without money, food, and more, and above all with a tumor in her body, therefore without certainty of their physical strengths. She wanted to show how much the Lord can provide for her by supporting her physically, and once again, the Lord does not let her down. Now, Maria Chiara spent the last 2 years of her life preparing for her meeting with her celestial spouse, so much so that she left a spiritual testament in which she also wrote information about her funeral. And later, Maria Chiara joined the Heavenly Father on March 13, 2015, after having received the body of Christ and having received the blessing directly from the hands of Father Vito, as she wished, dining communion with God in an eternal embrace. Maria Chiara's death came exactly 9 months after she defined herself as the fruit of Chiara Corbella during her testimony on June 13, 2014, the anniversary of Chiara's birth in heaven. Maria Chiara Mangiacavallo, pray for us.